So somewhere in this mix, we got confused about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I was telling my brother, I said, you know, it's not so much a legal transaction, although there is, like God says, he invites us into a transaction, by the way, but it's not a step, do these four things. It's an invitation into a transformational relationship, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about this thing called sin. And as we're talking about it, because we're so used to responding to sin as a bad activity.
Mm-hmm. Behaviors.
And oh, by the way, in the legal transaction, it's one of the things on your list. Don't do this. Or you lose your right to salvation. Or you break the transaction.
Every time. Yep.
And he's talking about it. He says, you know, I heard somewhere that we are actually something inside of us, and I'll use the word resonates with heaven. And I said,
ding, ding, ding,
you know? And he says, but really, we're actually hungry for, searching for, desperate for that resonance. You're actually, and
right.
he says, it's like there's this thing missing inside of us, this hole. And that's what got us to this scene in Tombstone where he says, what makes a man like Ringo? And he says, there's a hole in his life.
Right.
And it's the hole makes him feel disconnected, makes him feel rejected, makes him feel alone, makes him feel isolated, makes him feel angry. And what's he try to do? Plug the hole.
Right.
I've gotta put something in there to make this go away. Mm-hmm. Some people put in dumb stuff. Some people put in angry things. That's why he says that he can never kill enough to make the hole go away. The hole's there. And we were talking. I said, Steve, that's his name. I said, Steve, that hole is what sin is. That's all sin is right there. You have a hole in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have something that it's like it's looking for its resonance. It almost needs the, if you're a video game guy, like the crystal, the secret key. It needs the thing to complete the puzzle.
Right.
What is that thing that makes it not only closes the hole, but it sinks me with that voice. Mm-hmm. It sinks me with that answer. I said, the sin problem is we have holes. We have this empty thing inside of us. Now the question is, we're all desperate to close the hole. We're all desperate to split.
But it's not real.
Right. So
exactly.
So let's get into the why Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So our first thing we talked about on why Jesus, remember, first one was because we had no revelation of who God really is. We did not understand Father. We had no concept for God as Father, right? So when he spoke, you're like, if my grade is a religious test, litmus test, or if it is this distant being,
right,
that is, he's up there, and I'm his chemistry set, right? That he's playing with, right? That doesn't make it. So we had no concept for Father. So Jesus came and said, "You've never seen him, right? You don't know what he's like. This is how he talks. This is how he acts. This is how he is with me, Father, right?" So Jesus said, number one reason he came to show us Father.
Yeah.
Who is God really like? The second thing he came for, right, we talked about, he came to show you who you are. You're not the ant under his magnifying glass where he's playing with you going, I want to convert him.
Right.
Right? His language for you has always been son.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you don't understand that his disposition towards you has always been papa towards son or daughter, right? It's like Jesus said, you need to know that I came to show you what a son looks like. He's Father. I came to show you this is how a son interacts with his dad.
Ooh, that's so good.
Right? So he said, Jesus said, you need to know you're me in this equation. You need to understand this activity of being a son, this activity of being a daughter. So Jesus said, the only way, by the way, I can close that gap, the only way this can become real to you is Jesus became flesh. Because there is no grid, there's no teaching that would ever help you comprehend God's up here and I'm son.
Right.
Unless Jesus came and sojourned, this is what a son looks like. Mm-hmm. Right? And then last week we talked about we have lots of what is that?
Agape.
We talked about all these different expressions of love. They're really just relational transactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came and showed us one we had never seen before, ever. Because everything that we've knew today was quid pro quo. In other words, it was if you do this, I'll do this.
Right.
And it looks like that way with employers and their workers. It looks that way between neighbors. It looks that way between dads and their boys.
Yeah.
It looks that way between husbands and wives. And there's different types of love we saw in scripture and in culture that says there's all those transactions. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes and says, I'm not talking about any of that.
Yeah.
And he comes and he creates this one that's not a transaction. It's not quid pro quo.
Yeah.
It's totally other. It's all about you. All he wants, it's like, and we're literally, oh my gosh, how do you comprehend a love that doesn't require something?
Yeah.
Right? And Jesus said, right, I came to show you what that looks like.
Yeah.
Right? Now all of a sudden we've got this kind of like a currency to go do business now. I know who he is. I know who I am in the equation. Now he's giving me the money to go do the transaction, so to speak. It's like, okay, here's what love looks like in the equation. Then he says, now you, that go do life that way with him, and with him, and with him, mm-hmm. right? But he says, now, those are just the building blocks, right? Because what he actually said to us was, I gave you all those things so you would come and learn to participate in life with me. So that hole that's inside of you that you're looking to plug, which by the way, you will plug it.
Right.
You absolutely will plug your hole. Okay? You might plug it going serving meals to the homeless to make something go away. You may plug it by I'm gonna faithfully go to church and read my Bible. You may plug it with activity. You may plug it with or you may plug it with just being bad, all right? Trying to make, you know, medicate it away. You may plug it with...
By playing music.
Yeah, you might.
There was a time when I would show up on stage and there were zillions of things, negative things happening in my life, and that was the getaway for me.
Right.
To get on stage, I really wasn't actually there.
Hey, what other getaways?
Right.
What other ways did you play?
One time.
What other ways?
Shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah.
Did you say video games?
I've always used my work.
Oh, yeah.
You buried yourself in your work?
Yeah, I discovered that when I was going through a lot back in the 80s, early 90s. Rather than, it was a change. Rather than allowing all that to take me away from what I was doing, I did the reverse and I just poured myself into it. And that has served me well right up through today.
Other people plug it with
prayer.
Prayer. There you go.
We don't have prayer.
Right.
Awesome.
Some of the unhealthy ways to plug it might be what?
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. It's like
eating.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Sure. Right. You're like it's like something that sits here. There's a craving. There's actually a need inside of you. You're wired for connection.
Yeah.
And when that connection's frustrated, and the truth is, you're literally, you know what the Bible says? You're actually blind to knowing what's the connection need to be.
Really?
That's, you have a hole. You don't know what to do with your hole. You're wanting something to get there, but you're blind to what the answer is. That condition is called sin.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. That condition that you have that's looking for something to close, right? So we're getting off the soapbox of beating people up for trying to close their hole with doing stupid things, whether that's inappropriate relationships or inappropriate activity or things that are hurting them, because they literally have no eyes or ears to understand that there's an answer up there. Mm-hmm. Right? And the thing that wakes up the answer, by the way, this thing that goes boom and makes people go, oh my gosh, is agape love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, for instance, Adolf praying for the man in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did he preach to him and say, here's a gospel tract, go pray these things, and then, you know, then you'll be saved, because you're going to go to hell. Did you know that? And, no. What he said was, agape love says, God loves you so much, he wants to take that pain out of your foot.
Yeah.
There was no requirement on the man in the parking lot to have faith.
No.
To believe that he's accepted enough.
Mm-hmm.
All he got to do was get loved.
Exactly.
So when Adolf prayed for him, it's like, and I think you said that to me when you told him, he said, Papa loves you so much, he wants to take this away.
Yeah.
Did he disappear, or was he still there?
No, no.
He was real.
I remember what happened to Todd, and Todd was in Teen Challenge. That person disappeared.
Yeah.
The person that had the basket full of Bibles or something.
Wow, wow.
I'm just saying.
Isn't that
awesome?
The fun thing about it is the thing that Adolf did, right, was,
mm-hmm.
it's like, so he knows who Father is,
right.
He knows who he is,
mm-hmm.
He's taken the hole that's inside of him and says, okay, I have an awareness of this is who I am. Jesus says, now do life with me.
Right.
He says, I'm one with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Jesus said, let me plug your hole, right? So now there's one person, Adolf and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now he says, Adolf and Jesus, let's go do life together,
right?
And it's interesting. You know that when God sent Jesus, the language he gave was Emmanuel,
mm-hmm.
which is what?
God with us.
God with us, right? He literally says, there's a hole inside of you. I'm sending Jesus to plug your hole.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel. God with us. God in me, right? So there's this, God is literally placing divine, his divine being, his presence inside of me, inside of you, right? The choice, and by the way, the choice is always yours. And so the whole reason for that is because he gave you a ridiculous assignment to go love like him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can go love like him is to do life with Jesus blood in your home.
Right.
With Jesus in me as one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Galatians 2:20. I'm reading it out of the Passion Translation. Right?
Mm-hmm.
2:20 says this. My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah, and it no longer lives. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the essence of this new life, it's no longer mine. For the Anointed One lives his life through me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We live in union as one.
Mm-hmm.
My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, and he dispenses his life into mine.
Yeah.
Jesus in me, plugging the hole, infusing himself into me. Right? The transition, what did I call it? This radical transformational relationship that we have been invited into, this thing we call salvation, is that activity. Right? The activity of learning to participate in his life, right? Here, let me read it out of Colossians, also out of the Passion Translation. Let me read out of Colossians 1:27. It says this.
Colossians what?
1:27. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. Don't you love the Passion Translation?
That's awesome.
And here's one from John 17. It says, the glory which he had given me. And by the way, glory is the essence of all that God is, all right? The essence of all that he is. So the glory which he had given me, I had given to them, which is us.
Wow.
That they may be one, just as we are one. I and them, you and me, and that they may be perfected.
Come on!
So that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you love me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you. And these have known that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them. And you will make it known, so that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. So it's all about us being one with him.
The conversation I had with Steve yesterday, it's like, I said, look, if we, I get it, Jesus, his sacrifice for our sins was an invitation, him waking you up to what plugs the hole, right? That's what he's doing, right? If you don't understand he's plugging the hole, not just that he said, you're dirty and I need to cover your hole so God doesn't see the hole in your life.
Right.
Because if God sees a hole in your life, you're going to be a stink to him. He'll probably want to get rid of you, right? So Jesus, I said, if we think Jesus just came to forgive you of your sins...
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is we've said, Jesus, hide the hole. I thank you. Thank you for not letting God see the hole in my life.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Right? And so as long as Jesus is there, right, we're okay. Jesus says, no. Right? It's like, yes, there's a hole, but watch this. We're gonna fill this thing. So now you stand before Father like, ta-da. Right? In fact, when God looks at you, you know what he sees? You know what Scripture says?
Mm-hmm.
He sees Jesus. He doesn't see messed up Don. He sees Jesus. He doesn't see Paul, who made a lot of mistakes in life. He sees Jesus. That's why when he says he doesn't see your sin, it's like it's a thing that doesn't make any sense, because we think sin is about my list of failures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And look, God's taken that whole list of failures and got rid. It's like, no, you have a hole that you're struggling to make sense of life and purpose and understanding, right? And God says, oh, I can show you what you're searching for, right? And he fills that in. That's why this thing about not even comprehending your question, yeah, but God, I made so many mistakes in life. God goes, what are you talking about? Because all I see is a man standing before me with Jesus in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
all I see is my son.
All I see is my son. In fact, if what we see is God, Jesus just covered my hole, right, we actually view ourselves as pardoned criminals, really.
Right.
We think of ourselves as, I'm a bad guy. I deserve to be in prison. In fact, I should be in hell, right? But Jesus says, I forgive you, cover it up. Right? But what's behind the cover-up? A criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that Jesus, that when people say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, that's what that is.
That's what it is, right? We think, thank God Jesus is there, because if he moves away, I'm still a bad guy.
Yep.
I'm still a criminal hiding behind this plate.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's not redoing.
Right? No. So God says, right? He says, look, the invitation was into an intimate relationship with me, Father, Son, Father, Daughter, right?
Father's love.
Father's love, right? So the relationship isn't one of pardoned criminal. The relationship one is Son, Daughter. Now we're like, okay,
right.
Now what do I do with that revelation? Now I'm learning.
It's to show people, instead of, hey, I'm a criminal, you're a criminal, I'm a kid, you're a kid. That's it.
Thank you. Right? So that's why we have to understand. He's Father. I'm Son. The relationship, the deep, this currency we share between us is love. Right. He says, let me show you what that looks like. You need to understand it, because now this is how you give it. The things, what you're seeing here between this transaction becomes this transaction. Right?
That's exactly right.
Now, the way to live that transaction and to show sons, show what it looks like to be a son, right, is we learn how to participate in his life. Mm-hmm. Right? The only way to do that is Jesus in me, mm-hmm. which is what Adolf just read out of John 17,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, 17.
Which is one of the greatest chapters in the whole Bible.
And then in Ephesians, it just clarifies it even more, because it says that who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless, not a sinner and a, you know, a dirty, rotten sinner. So in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good word.
We didn't earn it. We didn't buy it. We didn't grovel. We didn't.
So you have to take all these pieces of why Jesus all together, okay? Because look, if he just came and said, Jesus came to show me what God's like, we still see a contradiction.
We do.
Right? We still see him up there and me down there.
That's right.
He came to show you who you're like, which is why Jesus mm-hmm. had to come in flesh to show you how to be a son, right? You know, mm-hmm. right? We had to know Jesus within us, Emmanuel. We had to know he's plugging the hole. We had to understand what life, right, what love looks like. Why? Because the entire thing is all about how do you go do life now?
Right.
How do you go do life? Right? So when the Bible talks about eternal life, right? When it talks about salvation, sozo, which is a word about your wholeness, by the way. It's a word about you living with your whole blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what salvation is. This is, what does a whole man look like participating in the life of Jesus? And when you have things that battle against you and you're thinking, is this really true? Am I really accepted? Does he really love me unconditionally? Right? That's when Holy Spirit shows up and says, look, these are all lies. Your journey is all about learning to participate in his life and doing. That's why you get to go pray for the sick, by the way. Jesus said, this is what my Father's doing. This is what I go do. Right? I raise the dead, you go raise the dead. I open blind eyes, you open blind eyes.
Right.
I heal the lame, you heal the lame. I preach to the nations and minister, right, and taught. What did he teach? But no.
Mm-hmm.
He taught about him in you and becoming one and doing life together, right? So I'll end with this, I think, right? 2 Peter 1:4. Actually, I'm going to read 3 because we spent weeks talking about the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He has one expression. Mm-hmm. He's good. That's it. He literally, all he can do is love. It's his essence, right? There is no hate side of God. By the way, and there is no judgmental side of God like you think of judgment.
Yeah.
Right? His quote judgments are all aimed at, right?
Darkness.
Yes. He's crushing the enemy, never you.
Right. Exactly.
He's always destroying lies, never you.
Right.
Right? Okay. So 2 Peter 1:3, I'll end here. Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all of this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him, who has called us by name, and he's invited us to come to him through this glorious manifestation of his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's waking you up to who he is and who you are by his total goodness, right? Now, verse 4. As a result of that, right? You've woken up to his goodness. As a result of that, he's given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price. So that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature by which you've escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world.
Wow.
That points us back to John 17,
mm-hmm.
where he says, I'm in you and you're in me.
Yeah.
Right? And he says, so let's go do life together, right? The reassurance of that's who you are is the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Right? Revealing that to you. But you know that scripture in Glory to Glory. Where is it at? Colossians?
Oh, you mean Glory to Glory?
No, were you being transformed from glory to glory?
Yeah. That's it.
1:4?
1 Corinthians, I think. Just as by the... Yeah.
All right, hold on. I lied. I'm going to close with one other verse. Because when you start to get a grid for it, by the way, when you start to understand, all of a sudden the other verses pop. Okay? All of a sudden the other things, the other teachings we understood all start to pop. Right? Where is it? In my head. Anyway, that's all right. When God talks about this revelation inside of you, right? He knows it's a journey. Okay? He knows you're gonna struggle on certain days. He knows that you've lived your whole life with this hole,
mm-hmm.
and you've plugged it with all different things, other different voices,
mm-hmm.
maybe even different things from church, your church experience, try to plug the hole. And as you go along and you're realizing, wait a second, that's not true about me,
mm-hmm.
right? In fact, that's a lie.
Right.
Sometimes getting lies out of our life are hard because we form habits around them sometimes, right?
Yeah.
We have like muscle memory mm-hmm. that says, here's how I do these things.
It's called mindsets, Dan.
Mindsets, mm-hmm. right? So when Paul's talking about this, when he talks in Romans about the renewed mind, I think you're the one who talked about that, right? 12:2, when he says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
He says, look, his work is done. Everything was completed at the cross. Jesus has satisfied everything for you. The answer for the hole in your life, done, right? What we're with, his declaration for you as son has never changed. From the day you were born, it wasn't criminal, convict, sinner, it was son.
Right, right.
A son who was still not seeing who he was. A son who didn't know his father, and a son who didn't know himself as son.
Right, right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he's never changed his message about you.
Nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you made a lot of mistakes, and you did stupid, stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at you and says, that's my son.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you wake up to this, and you go, oh my gosh, he's father. He does love me. Now I'm on this journey, right? And I'm learning, how do I do life with him? And I'm exercising what truth looks like inside of me. When Paul talks to the early church, he tells them, he uses this language, glory to glory, right? That is about a man maturing in this relationship of participating in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
When he talks about glory to glory, it's not about one day you're here, and one day you'll die and go to heaven. He's talking about you maturing, waking up,
mm-hmm.
becoming convicted, rooted, grounded in this truth. The kingdom of heaven is here.
Yeah.
His presence is inside of me.
Right.
Right? So you're the person that's praying for in the Rite Aid parking lot. You're the one who feels encouraged and strong enough and bold enough to go pray for the waiter's bad elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The glory, it's you waking up and really believing, wow, this is what's true about me. I'm just walking in my identity, right? So, why Jesus, right? Came to show who the Father is. Reveal him as Father, Papa,
right.
Dad, right? To reveal who you are, Son. always, always, always has been the case, had nothing to do with your church experience or getting dunked or saying the magic prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Your son, mm-hmm. right? Three, he came to show us what love looked like because we had no grid for it,
mm-hmm.
right? We learn we're so totally accepted and he satisfies every need inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Three, now, in
yeah.
that place of affirmation, right? By the way, your righteousness,
mm-hmm.
right? There's all of a sudden we get a language that understands holiness, completeness, sanctification. You don't belong in this kingdom, you belong in this kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All of a sudden, those little churchy words, all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, they make sense now. Now I'm learning to participate in his life, right? So with that, I'll stop and say, Father, thank you that Jesus, Emmanuel, came to be inside of us. He came to be in us, with us, so we could do life together. God, you invited us to participate in life with you. God, so we receive our sonship, we receive our anointing and the power of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
God, we thank you for the gift of heaven that's in us, walks with us, moves
yes.
in us, breathes in us, God. And it's in you we have our being. Amen?
Amen. Amen.